Welcome to the radio ministry of the Christian Crusaders on this first Sunday in Advent. Our service today will be conducted by the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson. Information on how to order tapes or printed copies of today's sermon will be given at the end of the program. We invite you to tune in to this radio station at this time every Sunday and worship with us. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
There are only 23 days until Christmas. 4 Sundays in Advent, that God can prepare our hearts to receive the Christ child anew. We invite you to join us during these Advent Sundays, that Jesus Christ may become real and living, and that you may have a joyous Christmas. We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Father in heaven, in this Advent season, we pray that you will prepare our hearts to receive Christ anew. Where people are unbelievers, we pray that there will be spiritual awakenings, that people will be converted and come to know Christ in a real and new way. For those of us who have had the privilege of walking with him through the years, Father, we pray that we may grow spiritually, that we may understand better his will and be given the grace to do it. May your church faithfully proclaim that Christ, as he came once at Bethlehem, will come again, this time as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. In his name we pray, amen.
Thou didst leave thy throne and thy kingly crown when thou camest to earth for me. But in Bethlehem's home was there found no room for thy holy nativity. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus. There is room in my heart for thee. Thou camest, O Lord, with the living word that should set thy people free. But with mocking scorn and with crown of thorn they bore thee to Calvary. When the heaven shall ring and the angels sing at thy coming to victory, let thy voice call me home, saying, yet there is room, there is room at my side for thee. My heart shall rejoice, Lord Jesus, when thou comest and callest for me. When thou comest and callest for me, for me.
Friends in Christ, this is the first Sunday in Advent. Advent is that season in the year when God wants to prepare our hearts to celebrate that day when he came as a babe in Bethlehem's manger. God coming to this earth, that's what we call the incarnation. And you'll hear that often during the next few days. Christ came, God of God, light of lights. He came to walk among us. He's not just an ordinary person. That was not just a babe in Bethlehem's manger, but that was the God incarnate. This is the message that we are anxious to bring to our listeners during Advent. God's desire that during this season of the year, many of you will review the Bible stories leading up to Christmas, and that they will take on new meaning in your lives. It is our prayer that the unbelievers will be converted and thus saved. It is also our prayer that we who are believers in Christ Jesus will be strengthened in our relationship with Him and get a new look at life as Jesus walks among us. That our hearts may burn, and that our eyes may be open, just as was true with those two men walking on their way to Emmaus after Jesus had been raised. They didn't realize who he was until finally the eyes were open and the Holy Spirit worked, and they found out that they were walking with Christ himself. That's our prayer for each one in this holy season of the year. But now, on this first Sunday, we turn our thoughts to the 24th chapter of the Gospel of St. Matthew, verses 36 to 44, where the emphasis is on watch, be ready, for Jesus Christ is coming again. Hear these words as they are recorded in that Gospel of St. Matthew. No one knows about that day or hour, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. For in the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them all away. That is how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be in the field. One will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding with a handmill. One will be taken and the other left. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. But understand this. If the owner of the house had known at what time of night the thief was coming, he would have kept watch and would not have let his house be broken into. So you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect it. Listen once again, friend, to these words. On this first Sunday of Advent, God is anxious to tell us, I will return. That is, Jesus Christ will return. Therefore, he says in verse 42 of the text that I have just read, keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. Isn't it quite often that you'll hear a person say, I think we're living in the last days? I hear that said real often. And I often say back to them, you know, I kind of think so too. When I look at things that are happening on this earth, could it be that we are living in this very last time? But then I have to realize that God has told me very clearly in his word that we do not know the hour. Not even the Son of Man does. I imagine that there have been people in every age who have said, I think the Lord is coming soon. We don't know when he's going to return. I like what Dr. Myron Augsburger, president of the Eastern Mennonite College, has written. He is waiting until humanity has so tied the affairs into knots that to wait any longer would make no difference. The text today refers to his second coming. But remember that there is also the truth that he can come any day for you and me individually as we breathe our last breath. This text is to help us to prepare for Christmas. Once Jesus came as a babe in Bethlehem's manger, but when he comes again, he will come as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Then our Lord Jesus goes on to say, so you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you least expect him. I'd like to ask you, friend, what do you think Jesus meant when he said you have to be ready? It meant two things: that you and I were repentant of our sins, that we realized that we had transgressed the laws of God, and that outside of Jesus Christ, we do not walk in a personal relationship with him. But in Christ, all things are new, for our sins are forgiven, and we are restored into fellowship with God. Therefore, it is a time when we pray that many, empowered by the Holy Spirit, will receive Jesus Christ as their blessed Redeemer. If you have to say to the question, "Are you ready?" "No, I don't think so," this is extremely serious, friend. The greatest gift you can receive this Christmas is Christ. But when you receive Christ, you have the promise of eternal life. You have the promise that you can walk on this earth assured that you belong to God's. And while many things can happen to our bodies, it will not be very pleasant. Nothing can harm our soul, for we have been restored into fellowship with God. When you and I have received Jesus Christ, then it is true that we have a new spirit. I think it is necessary for us to stop and realize that there are millions of people in this world who do not know Christ in a personal way. There are thousands and tens of thousands of people in the church who openly confess that they belong to a congregation, but they're not even sure that there is eternal life. And they think perhaps there are many ways to heaven. So why get so all excited about Christ as being the only way? Why get so excited about this Christmas message? Let's just take it from the standpoint of the temporal and enjoy all of these good days that we have. Well, the Advent message tells us that it is necessary for us to be prepared, to watch. He's coming at an hour when we do not know. The purpose of Advent is to say to those not ready, stop procrastinating. And that's what I say to you today. If I talk with some who don't know Jesus Christ as Savior, wouldn't it be a blessed time that during these 4 weeks of Advent, the Holy Spirit could work through this Christmas gospel, and there you could really hear the story. And it would not just be a story, but it would be the great message that restores you into fellowship with God. If you are not ready, and I have not made it clear enough, then why don't you call your church? Ask the pastor or somebody else to come out and straighten you out, walk with you step by step to the way of salvation until you know Christ. And then you can truly celebrate this time of the year. If you know a friend or a relative who doesn't know Jesus Christ, what a glorious time it is during this Advent season to really get serious with him or her. You know, there are times, friends, when the gospel is received more readily than at other times. Advent is one of these times. And now this year, when we hear that people are more concerned about spiritual matters since the atrocity at New York and Washington, that we have that added time, added opportunity to really stop and talk to men and women about Jesus Christ. So, there's the opportunity. There's the message. Christ is coming. Be ready. The text goes on to say that when you and I are ready, when Jesus Christ is our Savior, then we can live on this earth as God's children and take one day at a time. The text makes that very clear. It says, "For in the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them all away." It's that old historical account that we read about in Genesis. Noah was out there pounding away, getting the ark ready. They were laughing at him and saying what a lunatic he really is. Life just went on. It went on for the people who lived around Noah. It even went on for Noah himself. I don't know if he made any particular emphasis on what he was doing. They asked him, he said, I'm building an ark. God told me to. He said that there's going to be a terrible flood. But that was it. I am assuming that if Noah belonged to some committee in his community, he probably went to it. He was a good father, we'll say. Certainly was a good husband. Just live your life normally. Jesus uses another parable here. That is how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be in the field. One will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding with a handmill. One will be taken and the other one will be left. So what our Lord is saying is this. Be prepared to meet the Savior whenever he comes, be it at the second coming or when he comes to receive you and me in death. And once you are ready to meet him, live a normal life as one of his children. Hasn't the President of the United States said this to us since September 11th? He's anxious to have us live normal lives. He's telling us, don't be filled with all kinds of fears. Go on the way. Get back on the airplanes. Yes, there perhaps is a bit of a danger. There always has been. But far more danger when you and I get into our cars. He told us to go and enjoy those ball games. Take your kids to Disneyland if you want to. Just remember that all that's necessary is that whether we live or die, we trust in Jesus Christ and then act as one of God's children, using every opportunity that we have to bear witness to him. That is what our Lord is saying. Noah and the people in the parable were going about their daily tasks, for all is well if we are ready to meet him when he comes. There is a life for us to be lived. There are family and friends to enjoy. And we're going to make all kinds of preparations that we can enjoy this family and friends. We anticipate some coming, or some of us are going to travel to be with our loved ones. There is work to be accomplished. For some of you, there are children, grandchildren to be raised. There are the talent challenges in your work. There are talents that need to be developed and used, not only for personal gain, but also that Jesus Christ may be honored with your witness. The stay on this earth is not very long, and Advent season is telling us, enjoy it. Just be ready whenever he calls you. Hearing all of this, you could say, and I certainly have said it for many a year, but what will open the eyes of people? What will open the eyes and the hearts of people as we begin to prepare for Christmas? What will make this Christmas a bit different than ever before? It is only when the Holy Spirit works through that word, opens our hearts, and causes us to realize how much we need Jesus Christ. And so we can only pray today. Pray for our own lives, that we may be drawn into a closer relationship with God. Pray for the lives of our family. Are some of them coming home to be with you? Are you going to be with them? And you know that some of them don't know Jesus Christ. As you gather around that Christmas tree, now this is a part of the Christmas preparation in Advent. As you gather around that Christmas tree and you begin to sing those marvelous songs, what a chance it really is to tell the story of the Savior. When in your community, for example, you might go to hear Handel's Messiah, and out of that comes that tremendous message, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, the government shall be upon his shoulders, And then you begin to say, yeah, listen, his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. So after you and a relative or friend heard that beautiful Christmas message in song, then you can say, what do you think of it? His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father. Do you know him? Or you're sitting in the quietness of your own home and you're having your Christmas devotions, and the little children begin to sing, Away in a manger, no crib for his bed. The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. And then if you're one of those who are walking with Jesus Christ, you'll be able to say, let's talk about this, George, just a little bit as a family. Now that's what our Lord is asking us to do. That's what makes Christmas. Pray, friend. Pray that there may be a spiritual awakening. Pray for your church that it may be faithful in the proclamation of the word. Pray for your pastor. He has an opportunity, but he has a tremendous challenge, and often the burden is very heavy for him. Pray for your whole congregation. And then finally ask yourself, am I ready to meet him? If you are, then have a blessed Christmas. And you are, if from your heart you can confess that the God incarnate, Jesus Christ of Bethlehem's manger, is my Savior and my Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
Father in heaven, in this emotional time of the year, a time, O God, when we are so busy trying to get all of the details done that we might have a Christmas as we have always enjoyed it, that we may be given the discipline to draw ourselves apart and to listen to your word, to listen to that word which we have heard today, an Advent message that you are going to return, this time to judge the living and the dead. Grant, O God, that our eyes may be open and our ears may hear that Christ has come because he loves us and he wants to make our lives rich and our eternity sure. In those hearts, O God, where there is a lot of difficulty, in those hearts where there is so much sorrow, we pray that your Holy Spirit may work through this Christmas gospel to point people to the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we commit ourselves into your care, praying that you will bless your church and make us a blessing in this holy time of the year. Bless our nation. Be with our president and those who are in authority over us. Grant that we may be truly your servants at this important hour. For it is in your name we pray. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We pray that you may find peace in your heart during this Advent season. For 65 years, Christian Crusaders has been faithful to our mission of proclaiming Jesus Christ as Redeemer of the world and as our personal Savior. Christian Crusaders is a non-profit ministry supported by gifts from you, our listening family. We ask for your prayers for this ministry as well as your financial gifts that the gospel may be heard by those who have not yet come to know their Savior, Jesus Christ. Cassette tapes or printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. Our mailing address is Christian Crusaders, Post Office Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. Our toll-free phone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 266-7589. Christian Crusaders invites you to find out more about our ministry on the internet. Our website address is christiancrusaders.org. That's Christian Crusaders, all one word, .org. Hundreds of Reverend Larson's sermons can be heard or printed. Complete recordings of the latest programs can also be heard at your convenience. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, Pastor Emeritus of Nazareth Lutheran Church, Cedar Falls, Iowa, and Radio Pastor of Christian Crusaders for the past 39 years.